Can you fall in love at first sight? Like, can you see someone and know that you're in love with them just by seeing their face or by hearing them talk or by being in the same room as them? And if you do fall in love with someone at first sight, what are you supposed to do about it? More specifically, if they have no idea that you've fallen in love with them. What's up, guys? It's Jamie Grace. Welcome to Wait It Out, a podcast about dating, relationships, and other things worth waiting for. We're going to jump into today's topic. I've got some jambalaya on the stove because hashtag wife life, and I've got a little random little time in the afternoon. Gonna go ahead and record some episodes for you guys. I feel myself backtracking already for the people that might be like, you don't have to cook just because you're a wife. Oh my goodness. Like, aren't you like, do you have freedom to do what you want to do or do you have to cook? Well, I love to cook. So there's that. Maybe I didn't even need to backtrack on that, but we're getting off topic. I love cooking. I've got food on the stove. So I've got 20 minutes to record this, which it probably won't take that long because this question, this topic is something that I have immediate personal connection to. So I got a comment on Instagram from heavenly_little_angel. And she says, I have a question for you. What do you do when you fall in love at first sight? I know you might not have any experience in this area, but maybe you know someone who has, because this sister doesn't know what to do about it. And my response was literally what happened when I met my husband and he had no idea. Ha, I think I'll talk about this on the podcast this week. Make sure you subscribe. Okay. So yeah, we're going to talk about love at first sight. Now, I need to plug up my phone, so that's what I'm doing. Okay, I don't actually know exactly, like, all of the details between, like, our emotions and psychology and even spiritually. I don't know exactly, like, what it means to say love at first sight. I don't even know if it's 100% like, yes, this can happen, or statistically, this is how often it happens. We're not really going to get into that, because that, I think, would just cause us to get into conversations of like, is it real or is it not? And I don't think that that would be a fruitful conversation for this podcast. I think the real premise is, what are you supposed to do about it when you feel as though you have fallen in love at first sight? So when I first saw my husband, which I feel like I fell in love with him like the second I saw him. I told my sister the second I saw him, like, I'm in love with him and I'm going to marry him. When I first saw my husband, I was on stage, I was singing, and he was in the crowd singing along to my songs. And he and his buddies were having a good time. And the second I saw him, there was something about him. I couldn't focus. I knew that there was something about him. But at that exact moment, I didn't know if he was single, if he was in a relationship. I didn't know if he was my age. I didn't know, I didn't know anything about him except for that he was nice looking. So I really just kind of pushed it to the back of my head. And then after the concert, he and his friends came to say hi. And that's when I looked at my sister and I said, I love him. I'm going to marry him. And then we got up from the table to go say hi to him. Just go say hi to he and his friends. And so I definitely would say that I fell in love at first sight. So I think that if anybody hears this story, then they would say, okay, well, the automatic thing that probably happened is you guys exchanged numbers and then you started dating. And then that's obviously what led to you getting married. Well, actually, you know, I got to talk to he and his friends. I was very much emotionally invested. He was very much detached, not because he was trying to be detached or rude or anything. But if you could just think about this in the context of he and his buddies are at a concert, like, he wasn't in the headspace of, oh, let me try to hit on the artist. Like, that just wasn't where his brain was at all. And it also wasn't technically a concert. It was like a young adult ministry, like, event, like a night. So, you know, they're there for a certain reason. And I'm there to share my story, and I'm there to encourage people and talk about the love of Jesus. But I was just caught off guard by this man. But we started talking to he and his friends, getting to know each other, blah, blah, blah. And I remember, like, standing there and just kind of thinking, like, oh my gosh, like, what if people see me flirting with him? Like, what if this looks inappropriate? What if I'm doing too much? What if I'm going too far? Like, he's obviously not picking up on this. He's obviously not interested. Like, I need a backup. I need to end this. I need to walk away. And that's what I did. I walked away from the conversation completely. And started talking to some other people, and he and his friends stayed there talking. I didn't get his name. I didn't get his Instagram. I knew nothing about him. All I knew was that I had to control myself and I needed to calm down, and I was just honestly doing the most. And so the reason why I share that is because I think when people hear that I fell in love at first sight, it's like, oh, well, then that must be how you guys got married. Nope, that happened. And then my sister and I left that evening. Again, didn't know his name, didn't know anything about him. And I remember going back to the hotel that night and just saying, God, I'm putting this in your hands. Like, what, like, I need to get over this guy. It wasn't even so much that I felt like I needed to get over him. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't so anxious about a feeling that I'd experienced that I wasn't sure was going to last or ever show back up again. And so I just said, God, I'm putting this in your hands. And that's all I can do. And it's what I choose to do. And I'm going to move on from this. So a year later, did we reconnect through Instagram and did we end up getting married within a year after that? Yes, but that is not what this particular podcast episode is about. It's about when you get that feeling, and it could possibly be love at first sight. Now, I will say, as strong as my feelings were in that moment where I met Aaron, they do not compare to the feeling that I had when he first told me that he loved me in person. They do not. And not even that compares to the feeling of when he said his vows at our wedding. And not even that compares to the feeling of just today when I came home this morning from a work meeting. I was gone for 2 hours and just when we looked at each other and he was like, I really missed you. And I'm like, dude, I missed you too. Like, and some people might be like, oh, just 2 hours, like y'all are some wimps. But no, like I really missed him being on for those 2 hours. And it the reason why I'm saying that is because that love continues to grow and it continues to build into something that that's something really beautiful and something that I never imagined experience and never could comprehend experiencing. That in that moment when I first met him, I was like, this is as good as it gets. Like, whoa, nothing will ever top this. Little did I know there will be so many more, so much great. I can't talk. There will be, I'm just going to say it grammatically incorrect because I'm not about to try to fix this because I'm so tired. There will be so many much more bigger and greater moments than that moment. But at that moment in time, I thought, I've fallen in love with this guy at first sight. Certainly nothing can top this. Certainly nothing can be better than this. But God had something so much greater in store and something so much bigger. And he still does even now. And it's like, it's just really cool to think about that. So I say that to say, if you have fallen in love at first sight, or if you do see someone and you do think, whoa, I think I'm in love with them, or I am in love with them, or I'm going to marry them. If you have that feeling, that gut feeling, that heart feeling, that mind feeling, that conviction, whatever it is, if you've got that right away, the first thing that I'm going to encourage you to do is just immediately take it to God. You know, and maybe not like you see him like, right. Okay. So you see this guy and you fall in love with him and he's like, hi, how are you? And then you're like, dear God, you know, like out loud, like maybe not right away, but you know, as soon as you can that night, you know, like, you know, on your way home, even like you can pray with your eyes open, you know, if you're driving a car, like God's not going to be like, okay, you're driving a car. Now close your eyes on the freeway and pray to me. Like you can pray with your eyes wide open and just talk to God. Like you're talking to a friend and just say, God, I put this in your hands. I have some feelings. I have some emotions that I don't understand that are bigger than me, that are amazing and exciting and scary and terrifying and wonderful all at the same time. And put that in God's hands. And I think it can be very easy for us to say things like, God, give me a sign, you know, let me know if this is the one that you have for me. And there are times in my life where I've prayed that and God has made it so beautifully clear to me. But there are going to be times in our lives as well where we maybe the greatest answer that we need is a peace in our heart. And so maybe that's the prayer that you need to pray right now, but maybe not. Maybe the prayer is not, God, give me a sign if this is my future spouse. Maybe right now, which again, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a beautiful prayer to pray. Trust me, I've prayed it a bajillion times and I'm thankful for when the Lord has answered me. But what I'm saying is right now, maybe this prayer is simply a, God, give me a peace about the situation. God, give me a joy about whatever my future is. Give me an ability to be able to rest and not stay up wondering if this is the guy for me, if this is my future, if this is my future wife, if this is the person for me, God, like allow me to have a peace in my heart about this. And so I'm not saying, if you think that you've fallen in love at first sight, I'm not saying to give up on this person. I'm just saying to allow, to ask God to come into your heart and give you the peace so that you can move on from the worrying and from the anxiety and from the stress about it. So that you can step away and be at peace no matter how it might turn out. So that would be the first thing that I would recommend. And then the second thing I would recommend, you know, if this person is if you're able to talk to them, then talk to them, you know, like get to know them. I have an episode a couple weeks ago. I might be doing kind of an updated version soon, but I have an episode called How to Talk to a Guy That You Like, you know, like get to know him, invite him to hang out with you and your friends, like spend some time together and see how this person interacts around your friends. See how you interact around his friends, you know, see how you, see how he interacts with his friends, like get to know someone, and just spend that time together. Like there's nothing wrong with that at all. And you guys have, you know, heard me talk so often about choosing your village and choosing your mentors and your pastors and your leaders and your friends with wisdom and, you know, and your older friends with wisdom and bringing those people in your life, you know, not 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 75 people and saying, okay, guys, here's a community service project. It's called Fix My Relationship, you know, like not something like that, but, you know, bringing in that village, those close people in your circle that you sit down with and you say, like, honestly, let me tell you something. I met someone and I honestly feel like I'm in love. And if they just laugh in your face, then, you know, just be like, okay, maybe we could talk about this later and kind of, you know, take it on your own, pray about it, figure out if you need to talk to someone else. Or if they say, you know, oh my gosh, yes, you should chase them down the street and try to marry them tomorrow. That's probably not wisdom either. But having those people in your life that help you find that balance and help you find that wisdom that can help you figure out, okay, is this just you saying, oh, I'm going to marry them because they're super attractive and they love Jesus and they have the kind of Instagram followers where you think you can be a motivational speaker and you guys can be a power couple and just change the world together? Or do you actually have feelings for this person and you have something on your heart and you need to find peace about this? You know what I mean? Like good, solid mentors, a good, beautiful village will actually help you be able to figure these things out. Because you like trying to do this by yourself, just trying to be 100% on your own with these kinds of feelings, with these kinds of emotions, like that's a lot, man. And it's not healthy in any stretch of the imagination. And so don't try to figure this out by yourself, right? Like pray, have a good support system, get to know this person, and go from there. Like there's no rule book, there's no step-by-step exact plan to like, okay, here's how to get a spouse. But I know that the foundation of all that we do should be acknowledging who has given us the breath to be able to do it. And there are so many incredible people in our lives that can walk with us and love on us and support us and convict us and call us out and be like, nah, man, don't do that again. Or that was incredible. Keep that up. You know, curating that village and having those people in your life. And yeah, I mean, love is a absolutely beautiful thing. And falling in love at first sight is, like I said, I don't know if we talk to scientists and theologians and things about how realistic it is and how much it actually happens and all this stuff. That could be a whole different kind of episode, but just say we believe that it's true. I can definitely say that I fell in love at first sight, and at the same time, it was not right away that anything romantic happened. It was a solid year and a week and a half before, or gosh, longer than that before he even realized that I liked him. I don't even think he ever thought I liked him. I think it just went straight to him finding out that I loved him, which, yeah, I don't say that to tell you guys like, okay, that's how it works. Like my story is not everyone's story. So often, you know, it can be very easy to say like, oh, I'm going to marry him, or, oh my gosh, I'm so in love with him, you know? And I would even encourage you like to try to take those things out of your vocabulary. Only say things that are honest. Don't try to stop saying at all, I'm so in love with him, or I'm going to die, or this is the worst. I just want to encourage you guys to even try that in your daily life. So that way, when you actually do express those feelings, you can understand the difference in the dramatic and the sarcastic and the unrealistic. And when your heart is actually feeling something that's absolutely phenomenal. So yeah, I hope that was encouraging to you guys. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Hit me up on the socials if you got any questions. Oh, I gotta go check on the jambalaya. but yeah, I love you guys much. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Hit me up on social media at Jamie Grace H, and I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.